Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got just a couple more little segments here with a man I want to have back on in the future for a longer interview. And he's Dr. Eisenstein, MD, JD, MHD. He's got the book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. We were just talking about how, and I've looked at the numbers, countries where they don't vaccinate, it's autism is incredibly rare. It's about 99% less frequent than it is here. And our numbers just get more and more insane. And doctor, you mentioned to people who go, oh, well, it's overdiagnosis. I know medical doctors. I have medical doctors in my family who are still in denial. They go, well, there's some problem as well. Well, it's overdiagnosis. Of course, they're not in that area. They're not particularly working with a lot of autistic children. But they're just in so much denial about this. And they'll get mad at you. But there's been all the reports of vaccines killing people, vaccines causing epidemics, vaccines spreading things, the cancer viruses in the vaccines, not just the SV40, this mercury. Why are they so arrogant? I mean, are they in denial, doctor?
You know, you're asking a good question. I've thought about this for 30-plus years because we're dealing with very intelligent people. So we're not dealing with people who are, don't have the facts in front of them. But I think that you have to look at the person who ends up in medical school, and I'm kind of an aberration. I ended there because my two best friends went, but most doctors were number one in their grammar school, number one in their high school, number one in their college. For years, all they did was when someone said something in front of them, a teacher, they pared it back on their exams, and no one could do it better than them. And so you build someone like that after 25 years, they have no ability to think independently, and the minute they hear something, they just believe it's true. And I think it's the reason why doctors are very poor businessmen, because they can't think business-like. Their minds are one-tracked, And in a sense, if they found out they were wrong what they were doing, they'd almost need psychiatric help to get them back into shape.
So they're in doublethink, Orwellian, self-induced denial, and you're right, statistically, doctors are horrible business people, are always getting ripped off because they're in denial about their whole lives, and they think they're God, too.
Exactly right. And when you think you know everything, you don't have the ability to sit back and just listen to what's being said and make up your own mind. You know, the thing that's most mind-boggling, even more than the whole mercury and MMR vaccine, is the hepatitis B vaccine. This is a sexually transmitted disease. And it's being given now to children in the first day of life in the hospitals. Now, we had a representative from Merck who manufactured the vaccine. And we brought him to one of our seminars. We just asked one question. Show me one bit of research that is safe to a one-day-old child. He said, oh, none of the research is under 5 years of age. I can't believe this. It's endorsed.
And by the way, they really push it when it's admitted to be one of the most dangerous, admittedly dangerous vaccines.
Exactly. And up until now, the vaccines were for at least something that was an infectious disease, polio, measles, mumps, hepatitis.
Now they're talking about making us take hundreds.
Right. And for sexually transmitted disease, which means you and me will not have a right with our children and grandchildren to be able to teach them our values. What are we saying about this? We're saying that go ahead and have sex. It's no problem. Even with someone who's got AIDS or hepatitis B, we have a vaccine they'll take care of.
Well, I'll tell you something. Number one, that vaccine only lasts for 3 or 4 years. Number two, it's very, very dangerous. But I'll tell you the real reason. This food from Mexico sprayed with human feces, and people are getting it all over the place, and they just want to just feed us that and be able to cover it.
You know what's amazing? The Lord made us so good that in spite of all this, we usually do okay. That's the incredible thing.
Yeah, it is incredible, doctor. This is amazing. I wish we wouldn't have got our wires crossed to have you on longer. Do 5 more minutes with me because I got another guest I got to interview coming up here. It's another important issue, but I've got to get you back for a full hour because it's a holocaust that's happening to these children via this mercury and the rest of it. I mean, it is massive. We'll talk more with the doctor when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Eisenstein, who joins us, who's written the book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, is going to leave us here in just a few minutes as we have another guest on, a mother who nationally is fighting cameras in school bathrooms. Yes, happened to her son, and now it's happening to a bunch of other kids getting in trouble if they expose the cameras. You're just supposed to sit there and take it. And so we'll spend a few minutes with her, and then Congressman Bob Barr had a lot of requests to re-air that interview, so that interview is coming up the last 30 minutes of this Friday edition. But we're live right now. But, Doctor, if folks want to get your book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, how do they get that from you right now?
Well, they could go right to your website in a couple days. But otherwise, they can come, you get it on Amazon or I'm not sure what other, but you can go to our website, www.homefirst, one word, .com.
That's right, homefirst.com, or folks can simply go to Amazon.com, and it won't be up on InfoWars for a week or so, because after you ship them to us, then we'll put them up, and we'll have you back up and go over this more, because it's a really great book, and it's the kind of material people, and you know what, it's balanced. It says, okay, here's what they admit it'll do to you. It'll basically eat the paint off your house, and if you want to take it, go ahead and enjoy yourself. But getting back to, the Amish not getting autism, and your patients coming through, and just the numbers being the complete opposite. I mean, now we have whole schools, doctor, with whole classrooms full of the autistic kids, whereas 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you never saw them. And now you mentioned this in the last segment. We have We have, in England, a discussion last year of maybe we should make it mandatory, a injection of a virus that creates plaques in the brain that block you being able to get high off opiates and nicotine. Well, that actually is going to brain damage you, so you can't even take endorphins into those receptors. I mean, you're the medical doctor, but that's what their doctors were saying. And now they're talking about those vaccines here, vaccines for earaches, vaccines for cigarettes, vaccines for, and then for everything, sir.
Well, you know, medicine starting to realize with antibiotics, and that's kind of like another area which is exactly the same. We thought we could just kill, and that will resolve our problem. And all of a sudden, we're finding the antibiotics don't work anymore. And so we have to look at some older ways.
And it's creating bacteria that will literally eat the paint off your house.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and so that now we're looking at some things like that they've known for hundreds of years, probiotics. Those are the friendly bacteria, which used to come when your grandmother and my grandmother made food, and we had cultured foods, and when we live in a society that's in a sense sterile, you can't afford to have food that has anything but, you know, everything taken out of it.
Well, one of the big global studies they've done of dogs and cats making your wellness just shoot up because of the bacteria buffers they give us.
Exactly. Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, the idea of our food being contaminated. Well, all the animals are being fed estrogens. They're being fed antibiotics. I mean, it's a real problem, you know. And as I said, I praise the Lord every day. That we are alive is a miracle. I mean, in spite of all this, I don't think it's because of this.
Well, there's the big studies. That's why males are getting effeminate and the females more aggressive. It's the hormones.
But there's no doubt about it. I mean, the environment has so much pseudo-hormones, and the pollution from cars also has estrogen-like activity. And it's just so fascinating, you know, that as this has all grown, we've had just more and more feminization of males. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it's totally documented. I mean, girls didn't used to develop until 14, 15. Now they're developing at 8.
Exactly, you know, and interesting enough, because a lot of the children today, the majority of babies in this country are being bottle-fed, and you've got the same hormones in the formula.
Soybean. Oh, by the way, doctor, it's also tied to breast cancer. Of course, you know this, but can you confirm that for the ladies, that all this estrogen is going to kill them?
Well, you know, I wrote another book, and I'll send you some. It's Unavoidably Dangerous, and it's to talk about the hormone replacement therapy of the birth control pill. And these are drugs that should never be given to anyone. And even the government themselves last year came out saying that all estrogens are cancer-producing. That was their statement, not my statement. You know, and has it changed anything? No. The sales of...
Hey, when you drink water out of a plastic bottle, it's got estrogen.
Yeah. It'll leach. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It leach from the plastic container right into the water.
I mean, you've got literally just degree after degree from the most prestigious universities out there. And it's all admitted. You know, that's the thing. This is not a secret, as you said, doctor. But you tell the average buffoon or even a doctor that, they go, shut up. Everything we do is perfectly wonderful.
Exactly. But the public is starting to, I really believe, like programs like yours really waking people up and saying, wait a minute, let me think about this a different way.
Well, doctor, we've got to make you a regular guest here on the show, and I can't wait to carry your book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. You're just doing incredible work.
And I appreciate it.
You bet, sir, and Godspeed to you, and we've got to turn this crisis around. But look, it's conclusive. And I'm glad you're aware of that. You're incredibly informed, and obviously you're a doctor that studies this, but I've interviewed other doctors who say vaccines are dangerous. They're not a tenth as informed as you are. But I'm gushing because it's refreshing, but I just sit here and I read the CDC going, we brain damaged millions. I won't give it to my kids. We've got to cover this up. I mean, we have their own documents where they're admitting they're doing this.
Incredible. Just incredible. I mean, just, you know, well, work like yourself will really have a chance to make a great impact in our society.
Well, also, I mean, I thank you, sir. I mean, I want my daughter to be a woman. I want my son to be a man. I mean, it really just boils down to survival here.
Exactly. Exactly, survival. No
All
question
right.
about it.
Thank well, Dr. Eisenstein, we will talk to you very, very soon, and that's at homefirst.com or homefirsthealth.com?
No, homefirst.com.
All right, homefirst.com. We'll get a link to that up on Infowars.com. Oh, and you have a radio show up in your neck of the woods. I'm on a few AM and FM stations up in Illinois, but tell us about AM 1160. Tell us about that.
It's a Christian radio. It's a member of the Salem Broadcasting Network. I've been there for 20 years. I do a call-in talk show every Saturday from 10 to 11 o'clock. You can pick up on the web, you know, and we use all contemporary issues about medicine, and we just a live, open talk show.
Well, I didn't know about you, and I mean, I've read your name a few times, but I'd studied so much on this, and to start reading all these UPI reports that go back years and your work, you're just another diamond, another jewel out there that I'm sure a lot of people are aware of, but I wasn't, so I want to share you with our audience. And what area is that particular AM 1160 heard in?
In the Chicago area, it's a 50,000 watt channel, so anywhere within 50 miles of Chicago will be able to hear it.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, Doctor. Take care.
Thank you. Be well. God bless.
You bet. Just amazing. And I know we've got two Chicago affiliates, one during the day, one at night, and I know they don't mind me plugging another station because this is going to save kids. I mean, seriously. I mean, we've got to do this. So I don't normally plug other people's radio stations, but I just don't care. I mean, I know you don't either. As program directors and owners, we have to warn people. And so pay everybody back, folks. Call into 1160 this Saturday from 10 to 11 and talk to the doctor and then plug whatever affiliate you're listening to us on, and it'll kind of be a nice synergy there, reap what you sow. But it's just got to be done. Let's go quickly. I apologize for backing her off today. We're going to have her back on soon for longer. Just Dr. Eisenstein got late and with some patients and stuff, and that happens with professionals. So he got on 45 minutes late, so we had a smaller interview. But she was on a few weeks ago. Remember, her son, a very daring young man, saw this camera in the bathroom over the stall, pulled it out, took it home to her. They suspended him. Now they've expelled in Wichita. She's in Georgia. For the year, a young man who found the camera and we learned brought it to the school, not even to his parents. Same story, same thing. And it's all over the country, see. And that's why she started an organization to fight this. And thank you, Cindy Champion, for being a champion of liberty.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having us on again.
You bet. We've got a few minutes now. Oh, is your son there, too?
No, and, okay. And I say us. I'm actually representing all the parents, so I kind of think along those lines. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Tell us about your website, your organization, and Pacer, and then we're going to go to break and come back and talk more about the latest discoveries of bathroom cameras.
Pacer is Parents Against Cameras in Restrooms, and in fact, apparently it's beginning to be successful, which was my hope. I had a visitor to share this story with me, and therefore we're able to share with the rest of the country, which is the purpose of the organization in the first place.
And we've got a link to it on Infowars.com, but tell us about the web address here, website.
It's Pacer, PACIR.org, and you can get it either by PACIR.org or Parents Against Cameras in Restrooms. Both link in the same direction.
Not really a radical thought. We don't want cameras in bathrooms.
Well, one would think it's radical by just some of the behavior. So,
yeah, tell us what's developed now in the last 2 weeks since your son caught them videotaping in the bathroom stalls.
Well, so far, we still are looking at the civil aspects. The school board has definitely concurred they're not going to place the camera back in the restroom. There has been no disciplinary action for the high school principal. He's still in charge, and basically it's business as usual, which is surprising. Now, my son has fulfilled his suspension obligations and is back in school. Fortunately, the middle school principal and subsequent teachers have been treating them nicely and not giving them a hard time, which was, you know, also a concern. But, the district attorney has met with counselors in the school system. They've gone through the tape, actually went to the trouble of getting every child involved. So, there were quite a few students that visited.
Now, the principal had said he was going to leave it in there. Where's the camera now?
I'm not exactly sure where the camera is, whether it's with the sheriff's department or not, but the videotape is in the possession of the sheriff's department.
the sheriff's department. That shows this is becoming a possible criminal matter.
That's correct. In fact, there was another student that had snapped a photograph. And
Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Stay with us.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cindy Champion, Pacer.org, what a great URL. We only got about 5 minutes left here, Cindy. And so now, I mean, originally, one of the youth that snapped a picture of the camera first brought it to the sheriff's department. And according to your son who talked to that youth, he had said, man, that looks like some kind of, you know, pervert thing, which is common sense. That's what, you know, a spy camera in the bathroom, nobody knows about. not even the middle school principal. I mean, it reeks of that. Now, what are the police saying?
Well, the police did call in the district attorney. They are definitely taking it as a serious threat. It's my understanding they spent the better part of the day going through that camera or going through the video to make sure that they had the names of all students involved, which to me indicates the level of seriousness with regards to the privacy issues. So, you know, that's...
Now, how do we even know this is the real video that this guy shot? I mean, how long did the principal from the high school who put the camera in the middle school, how long was it there?
As far as I can tell, one day, or the better part of a day.
So people found it right away.
Luckily. The students didn't seem to actually notice the camera until about 1:30 in the afternoon. So whatever was filmed that morning, you know, I really am not privy to.
I mean, the principal may really have just done this to try to catch some graffiti or whatever, but the police, I mean, what are you getting from them? What are they saying?
They're making sure that they're aware of everything that was going on. It's my understanding initially when I viewed the last 30 or minute or two of the video, I assumed that the camera was placed in such a way that the urinals would not be seen. In fact, the urinals were just below the camera, which is a concern of mine because technically, if a child is standing in front of
this
the
is
urinal,
unbelievable. Oh, no, this is that.
It's even worse than I had initially anticipated.
It always is, isn't it?
All they've got to do is take one step back, and you've got a full body view, 1 to 2 steps. So, you know, I guess if they lean in and lay all over the urinal when they're going to the restroom, fine, you can't see anything.
This is unbelievable. So, why about the principal sweating bullets right now?
I don't know. I actually saw him at a Christmas concert this last week, and he was sitting as if nothing had happened. I personally would have been a little bit concerned, but he doesn't seem to be at all bothered. There doesn't seem to be any disciplinary action at this point. He's still.
Yeah, he'd flip out if he went to his house and looked up and there was one over his toilet.
Oh, absolutely.
What did you think when you heard about this other case now in Wichita, Kansas, the young man doing the same thing your son did, but they expelled him? He's gone for the year.
Well, it was just amazing. I went to the website this morning to check, and, you know, a visitor had posted this for me so that I would be made aware that this incident had occurred. Several things. First of all, it's the same situation. There was a camera hidden in the bathroom. The principal apparently had taken it on his own to do. The Board of Education was completely unaware. Which is the same as in my case. They even sent a press release, I assume, out because this was on a website in Wichita at one of the news stations saying it was a mistake and we admit this was a mistake and it won't happen again. Then they don't address the idea that the child has been, you know, actually expelled out of school. At that time, there was a belief the rest of the year. However, I just went on before coming on the air, and the AP released a statement that the principal is going to be disciplined, although I'm not sure to what degree. And there's a statement on the end, however, I've not confirmed, that the child may be allowed to go back to school.
Well, I was flattered that the local Wichita TV station linked to us for coverage. Did you see that?
I did not know that.
Well, this is weird. Yeah, at the bottom it says go here for more, and then it's a link to InfoWars and a page we have.
Well,
with
go.
Well, no, it's just they should be covering it, but I'm glad they linked over to your story there. Well, listen, we're flat out of time here. People will visit pacer.org. We do need a national movement against, I mean, all the time they arrest janitors for pulling this type of stuff.
It's crazy.
And if a principal, I mean, it's funny these principals are doing this without anybody knowing. Now, see, some schools are doing it and telling people, which is just as bad, but this is really suspicious.
Well, at least the children, you know, have a clue when they walk in the bathroom if there's signage and there's an understanding the cameras are there. You know, that's at least a minimal amount of safeguard. But at this point, you know, neither of these situations, there was any signage at all. So.
There shouldn't be cameras in bathrooms, period.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you.
All right. Well, thank you for spending time with
us. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for bringing this again to the public eye. We're working towards it at Pacer, so any information that we're able to pull together will be shared among any of the visitors.
Well, I guarantee you this is going on in I don't know, 50-something schools or more we've seen officially. And it's just amazing. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Okay, we're joined by Congressman Bob Barr, and he's got an appointment that he's got to get to, so he's just with us for this segment. And I tell you, he's been hard to get on. Busy man. Of course, Bob Barr represented the 7th District of Georgia and the U.S. House Representatives from 95 to 03, serving as senior member of the Judiciary Committee and vice chairman of the Government Reform Committee and as a member of the Committee on Financial Services. He was in the CIA. He, of course, was with the 21st Century Liberties Chair of Freedom, Privacy, and the American Conservative Union, and serves as the board member of the National Rifle Association and the Patrick Henry Center. He also serves as the chairman of Patriots to Restore Checks and Balances and provides advice to several organizations, including as a consultant to the ACLU. And it just goes on and on for page after page. Most of you know who Bob Barr is. This is his maiden voyage here on our show, just for a few minutes. Congressman, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, certainly, because you reach a lot of people and you deal with very, very important issues, frequently constitutionally based issues. So I'm glad that you all are out there doing that.
Oh, I didn't know that you were aware of what we did, Congressman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you reach a lot of people, and these are vitally important issues when we're dealing with our civil liberties, and so many folks in both of the national parties, the Democrat and the Republican, they sort of forget about this, don't want to deal with it. So you know, somebody's got to pick up that that baton and run with it, and you do, and I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming out against the Patriot Act. A lot of people are confused, and I'll just give you the hard question up front. Why did you vote for the Patriot Act, and then for the last 3.5 years, you've been vehemently opposed to it, and I commend you for fighting against its reauthorization in its current form, but can you explain that to us?
Yeah, most important thing, first of all, is why are we opposed to the reauthorization of the provisions at sunset without some limitation? And we're opposed to those because the way the Patriot Act has been used over the last 4 years raises very serious concerns that it is being used in an unconstitutional way, and it is being abused by being used far in excess of the purposes for which it was intended. It was intended to provide very important tools, some of which are important and are not controversial, and that's why I voted for it, because it did give important tools to law enforcement and our intelligence agencies. It created more positions, it created better coordination between the agencies, and that was important. The problem is that at the same time, it gave the federal government too much power. And as we've seen that power being used over the last 4 years, we see that the power to access law-abiding American citizens' records, private records, is being used far in excess of what it was intended. The government still does not have to show any suspicion whatsoever that the citizen has done anything wrong before the government can access their records. And we believe that this dramatically undermines the Fourth Amendment guarantee of privacy in our system of government. So,
what did you think about Patriot Act 2 and the things they wanted to add?
Well, it took a very bad situation and made it dramatically worse. There were, as you know, because I know you've talked about it, there were provisions in the so-called Patriot 2 or Son of Patriot Act to give the government the power to strip Americans of their citizenship. It greatly would have greatly expanded even beyond the powers in the current Patriot Act, the ability of the government to access personal private records of American citizens. It would have expanded the definition of Domestic Terrorist Act. And thankfully, we thus far, knock on wood, have been able to stave off expansions of the Patriot Act. But what we've been trying to do with the reauthorization of the Patriot Act, or those provisions that would sunset this year, is to try and bring a little bit of balance back to it. We've made some progress, not a lot, but we have made some progress. But what we're trying to do right now is urge senators, particularly Republican senators, not to buy into this sham compromise that is being proposed now between the House and Senate conferees. It does not go nearly far enough, so we're urging senators to vote against cloture on the Patriot Act compromise bill.
Well, the way I read it and the way analysts are reading it right now is really it's the original Patriot Act, and they're just putting in a few little turn of the phrase to confuse people, some platitudes.
They are making some minor adjustments. Some of those minor adjustments are positive, and I commend Senator Specter and others for at least holding out for some changes.
But I mean, Congressman, here's the problem. They're already implemented Patriot Act 2, grabbing American citizens, saying no habeas corpus, saying we can torture whoever we want. Bush is God. He speaks like from the throne, like the Pope, ex cathedra. I mean, it's just light years, open discussions of using troops domestically, having the CIA and Defense Intelligence, looking over our hedges at us. I mean, even Ron Paul a few weeks ago on this show, and Paul Craig Roberts and many others, say it looks like the classical move towards a dictatorship.
Basically, as long as you smile when you demand to see somebody's ID at gunpoint sitting on a bus, I guess it's okay for the government. That's sort of the way they operate. That it can be a totalitarian type regime.
Congressman Bombard, do you see that as a danger?
I think it's a real danger where we have the military becoming involved in all sorts of domestic matters, and we have the government being able to seize very private personal records on people without any suspicion they've done anything wrong. I mean, this is a dramatic turn of events that has accelerated greatly since 9/11.
I saw an editorial you wrote a few years ago saying that the attacks on our liberties are more damaging to America than the physical attacks of 9/11. Can you comment on that and then in hindsight elaborate?
I don't doubt for a minute that we can defeat terrorists. We have a great military. If we focus on the job of the military, and that is protecting our borders and fighting our, and protecting our national security interests overseas, we win virtually every time if we get serious about it. But if we then turn the military inward and use the military to compile electronic dossiers on citizens, to data mine, to have citizens watching out on each other and reporting on each other, if we have the military involved every time there's a bad rain or windstorm or tornado, then what we are doing is we are undermining the entire basis on which our constitutional representative democratic form of government was founded. And even as our leaders in Washington say, we're not going to let the terrorists change our way of life, they are implementing policies that do precisely that.
Congressman, how did your stint at the Central Intelligence Agency, help you be able to analyze the current things that are happening in the U.S.? Because that's an area on the web and other places, and I've got a lot of emails and calls just since I announced you were coming on. People wanted to ask you about that, exactly what you did at the CIA.
My experience both at the CIA and as a United States attorney under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1 really allows me to look at these issues of government power and constitutional authority from the practical standpoint that I know firsthand just how powerful the federal government already was before the USA Patriot Act. The tools were there, whether they were intelligence tools to discover what the terrorists were up to, or law enforcement tools to actually stop them. We had the tools to stop those terrorists prior to 9/11. We didn't. But it wasn't because we didn't have the USA Patriot Act. It was because the government, at all levels, had gotten sort of lazy, our government was not doing its job of implementing and carrying out the laws that were already on the books. The work that the CIA does, for example, and the other intelligence agencies, is basically outside of the constraints of the Fourth Amendment, and that's as it should be. When our government gathers intelligence, foreign intelligence overseas, they shouldn't be bound by the Fourth
Amendment. Tommy Franks last year, when he was outgoing head of CENTCOM, and I'm sure you're aware of this, said, one more attack, we turn over the country to the military, we get rid of the Constitution. And then the CFR, some of their people said this. The PNAC boys said terror attacks will really be helpful to get our agenda through and to silence dissent. I mean, I want your comments on that, honestly. This is classical tyranny we're seeing, and I'd like to get your take on specifically what it means have this whole umbrella. Here's what I'm trying to say. They are going in and setting up neighborhood watch homeland security groups, and then there's no terrorists to look for in Albuquerque, New Mexico, say, or in somewhere in Colorado. So what they do is, okay, we're going to fight crime now. Spy on your neighbor. Are they smoking pot? They've used the Patriot Act on pot dealers, topless bars. I mean, you know that. You've written about it. It's clear. They just want to use this against us.
I think you're absolutely correct, Alex. I think what they're doing is they're using people's fear of another terrorist attack to move forward with various government programs that the government has wanted to gather and put in place for many, many years. They're using the fear that is now driving public policy in this country, which is very unfortunate and very un-American for our nation's policies to be driven by fear. But that's what's happening, and many of our leaders are shamelessly playing on that fear to implement and grab power in ways that in calmer times, perhaps, the American people wouldn't stand for. This is why we put into the Patriot Act sunset provisions for many of its provisions, so that at least we would have the opportunity after a few years to sit down, see how these were used, take a more calmer look at it, and make changes.
Now, Congressman, I've only got two more questions for you. You've got to leave here in just a few minutes, but I do want to say that you have a show called Bob Barr's Laws of the Universe, and that's on Radio America on the weekends, aired several times, and it's live, of course, once. And you've written the book, The Meaning of Is, Bob Barr, about Herr Clinton, and I'd like to get you on sometime longer to specifically talk about the book. The website's bobbarr.org, Bob, and then B-A-R-R.org, or there's links to it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But getting into illegal aliens, you mentioned our borders. The war on terror holds absolutely no water with anyone. The minute I mention that our borders are completely wide open, only 8,000 Border Patrol, 2,000 or 3,000 on duty at any one time, it's a complete joke. It's a war zone here in Texas, 800 dead in the last 11 and a half months, rocket attacks, U.S. missions closing. I mean, it's more dangerous than Israel, the State Department said. I mean, this is a hellhole here, but the media won't talk about it. Bush wants amnesty. So, I mean, it's a. I'd like you to speak to that. The borders are wide open, but I got to have some do-gooder looking over my fence to see if I'm Al-Qaeda.
It's a real shame, and it's our Achilles heel, and it's one of our own making. On my radio show this coming Sunday, we're going to have Tom Tancredo, one of the real champions of trying to beef up our border security, or at least have a rational dialogue about doing a better job. But even in the president's speech a couple of weeks ago, where he talked specifically about border security enhancement, even though there were some good ideas in his speech, the one area that truly is the linchpin for this whole thing, and that is cracking down on those who come to or are into this country, given employment. There are either woefully unenforced penalties, or they just aren't. They just aren't enforced at all. And until we get serious about cracking down on those who are in this country or coming to this country to work, as laudable as that is, then we're not going to get a handle on this.
Okay, last question, and it's a two-parter, Congressman. I'll let you get out of here. I know you got an appointment you're late for already. Specifically, Katrina, there was gun confiscation. It did go on. We got federal injunctions. Cops won't give the guns back. They were under federal command when they did that. A great martial law drill. And Bush is trying to reauthorize the assault weapons ban. Just all of this going on. Why are we seeing things like this starting to happen?
It's interesting because I fought a lot of these gun control battles when I was in the Congress and the Clinton administration was in power, and yet I continue to work Second Amendment issues, and it's my impression, to be honest with you, and this is confirmed by a lot of folks who are involved very heavily in regulatory matters involving firearms, that it is more difficult dealing with this administration than it was dealing with the prior administration. And I think it's because even though I believe truly that President Bush is a supporter of the Second Amendment, he understands it, they are unwilling for some reason, this administration, to really be upfront about it and to really take steps that solidifies and strengthens the right to keep and bear arms in this country.
But if
they are not watching over the bureaucrats' shoulders.
But if it's in the Bill of Rights, and it's also very popular to be pro-gun, why isn't Bush doing that? And finally, sir, a lot of callers brought this up. People want to think of you as a champion of freedom. They're a little paranoid with the intelligence agency background, and they say, well, he voted for this bill, and no one was even allowed to read it, just a synopsis, and they go, well, now he's against it. And some people want to ask you this question. You know, when did you have your turning point of realizing we're going in the wrong direction big time? Or was that a real turning point? Or are you kind of just a ringer going in there to kind of take control of the so-called opposition and be loyal opposition, Congressman?
Well, that's a new one for me. I don't think that there are many people that would believe that, and that certainly would be ridiculous. I firmly believe in the positions that I take. I always have. I had very serious concerns about the USA Patriot Act when I voted for it. I worked very hard to get changes made to it, and we succeeded to some extent. We did get a lot of changes made that the administration didn't support. unfortunately, the way it's been implemented, with lack of proper oversight, lack of information from the administration, using these powers much more expansively than they were intended, and now the administration trying to get additional powers, those are real danger signs. So my my concerns with the Patriot Act go back and are on the record before it was even passed.
Well, I'll say this now, Congressman. I've been on the air for 11 years now, and I remember when you were making all the right stands for liberties, freedoms, Second Amendment, all down the line, and I appreciate you fighting against the Patriot Act reauthorization now and fighting against Patriot Act 2 and the Victory Act and the Intelligence Enhancement Act and all of this stuff. So I appreciate you. It's just that you know, we have a very, very skeptical audience, and obviously most of them do really appreciate you. And we appreciate you coming on and spending the time today with us, and I hope to be able to get you on the show every 6 months or so. And as soon as we can schedule it, I'd like to get you to talk about your new book, that is The Meaning of Is, about Mr. Clinton. And maybe then we can talk about why George Bush told Congressman Dan Burton to back off Clinton.
I'd love to talk about those issues. They are important, and I look forward to being back with you soon, Alex.
Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Congressman Bob Barr, and we appreciate him coming on, and I asked the tough questions you wanted me to ask. But frankly, folks, when he's up there fighting the Patriot Acts and doing the right thing now, it almost doesn't even help to beat him up and go after him. I don't know. Overall, Bob Barr is probably a pretty good guy. I mean, he's better than Chucky Schumer or Hillary Clinton. he's not a sterling creature like Ron Paul, but I mean, they don't. I wish they made more of those, but they don't. Almost a perfect record. But there's Bob Barr, and there's the tough interview. Tough question. Probably never come back on because of that. but we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side, and we will go to who's holding what? Cliff and Ray and Clint and many, many others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Another hour just exploded past us. Got to go back to Ray, who got cut short earlier. I'm going to go with Clinton, Levi, and many others. A lot of calls coming up in the third hour, and a ton of news I haven't gotten to yet. The one thing I didn't like that Barr did do, and I'll put this in an article when we write one in the next few days about the interview, is he said, oh, Bush has done more to go after guns. Yeah, doubling the size of the BATF. I mean, it's bad, folks. Bataki's going after the, you know, suing the gun manufacturers. Bush has done a bunch of other stuff, signed some importation bans. We're in trouble. And, oh, but that's just because Bush hasn't been watching the bureaucrats. Oh, yes. That's why he campaigned for the O'Sullivan's ban, because he suddenly was possessed by a bureaucrat. And still good old boys on the streets will go, George Bush is absolute pro-gun. I've actually had him tell you, you're ridiculous. Get out of my face. I was out at Crawford. There'd be little neocons over there who would literally start frothing and threatening you if you disagreed with them. I go, but Bush isn't conservative. Back off, boy. Don't you talk about him. I've actually got video of this. I put it on the website. Why have you seen it? And I'm like, but he's anti-gun. That's a lie, you piece of filth. Back off. I guess Bob Barr's lying, too. Well, okay, Bush is pro-gun. Turn your guns in. I mean, how am I supposed to satisfy the absolute brain-dead neocon out there? Oh, man. All right, before I go back to your calls, I just briefly, at the end of this hour, again, want to encourage every single one of you out there. Number one, if you want powerful, informative videos that will wake people up and that make great gifts, to get my films or books or other books and videos and T-shirts and things that we carry at Infowars.com. And yes, secondarily, it makes everything we do here possible. And we have slashed prices over 75% on some of the videos and books, some of the new stuff, some of the best stuff. T-shirts that are normally $20 or $9.95. Videos are normally $25.95, $5.95. Buy one video, the next is $9.95. There's a whole... Everything's basically a special. I mean, they're just special after special after special, and just look at the savings at Infowars.com. And again, I want to thank those that have gotten the videos and have supported us. Because of that, we've been able to expand some, and we're reaching a lot more people and got a lot of new features in the films, on the sites coming up, because you guys have supported us, but we need even more support. And we're in the fight against the New World Order. Get my videos. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. The toll-free number to call and order the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. At PrisonPlanet.tv, it's 15 cents a day. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions. And right now we got a deal where normally you get 3 months free when you get a year subscription. Right now you get over 5 months free when you get a yearly subscription, $39.95 instead of $54, $54.95. Right now, $39.95. 12 months. The site's almost been up now, coming up on 2 years here in about 3 months. So just thousands of pieces of media on there now. PrisonPlanet.tv. And that is the main engine behind funding all our websites and what we do. We still put out about 30% of what we do on the web for free, the video, the clips, all that. And members, you're subsidizing getting the word out. You know, it's going right into us being able to stream videos for free. I've had analysis done on my websites because they do have a lot of free media on them. We use more bandwidth than the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen. We're not as big as the Drudge Report. It's many times bigger than us, but we use a lot more bandwidth. Terabyte after terabyte after terabyte, because we do have videos and audio and all that stuff for free. And quite frankly, at PrisonPlanet.tv members, you get first exclusive, you get everything. But about 30% of it or so goes out for free to educate the general public and fight the New World Order. We're going to start vodcasting soon, video casting to your iPods. We would, from, I don't know, 5-6 months been doing podcasting, but we're going to start vodcasting, video casting, and part of that will be free, part of that will be for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All right, third hour coming up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.